This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Stefan Florescu, a wheat trading expert with CHS, will provide a 2024 wheat demand outlook. Stefan, U.S. wheat exports are at the lowest point since the early 1970s. Do you expect international sales to pick up this year?
Yes, I do. But it's easy to say this after the lowest export number in 50 years. International sales are a function between other factors of supply availability and price competitiveness. 3 years ago, we had low production in Northern Plains, and in the last 2 years, a crop failure in Southern Plains. As a result of this dramatic crop in production, U.S. wheat priced itself uncompetitively on international markets. Now, it is still early to say, but with normalized crop conditions of winter wheat and with benign weather for spring plantings and crop development later in the year, we could see a larger exportable surplus for next year and a spike in international sales. I will make a difference, though, between international sales picking up after a record low export year and a turnaround in the trend of decreasing export. Unfortunately, the latter show that U.S. wheat is losing international market share. And I said unfortunately because U.S. wheat is perceived as good quality and a predictable and reliable supply. To change this trend, we need to see a multi-year jump in U.S. wheat production.
What's your outlook for U.S. wheat demand?
Domestic demand for U.S. wheat is very constant, particularly for milling wheat, and remains steady internationally as well. It benefits from the fact that the U.S. wheat quality is considered good and highly valued by customers across the globe. U.S. wheat has to fight to recover market share lost in some traditional destinations, such as Central America, West Africa, or even Asia, where other origins gain access lately after a few years of limited and less competitive U.S. supply. I believe consumers will be happy to receive offers from the U.S. again, but marketers will have to make a strong effort to compete with Black Sea wheat into Central America, Baltic States wheat into West Africa, or even Canadian wheat into Asia. The fact that China bought a significant amount of U.S. wheat lately probably will boost the export activity for the coming months, but with stocks eventually replenishing at harvest, U.S. cannot afford to lose any of the traditional wheat destinations. That's why being part of a system with strong marketing capabilities and expanded market access, both domestically and internationally, it will make a critical difference in 2024.
Well, U.S. wheat production has been hovering near 20-year lows. What factors are affecting wheat production?
Oh, Jesse, there are so many. Technological progress access, fertilizer and crop protection usage, good seeding material availability, and good agronomic practices in general. And from this perspective, U.S. growers have a competitive advantage compared to many other wheat farmers. But also, global trends and agricultural-related policies could influence farming profitability and planting decisions. Not to mention weather's impact into final production number. I would say that U.S. wheat production drop is essentially a function of the last two factors. Let's address them one by one. U.S. wheat lost more than 15 million acres during the last 20 years. After we've seen a substantial transition to corn between 2006 and 2013, starting with 17-18 season, a large number of acres slipped away in favor of beans. That's an effect of renewable fuel trends and policies, which increase the demand for corn and beans and change farming profitability, or at least it changed farmer expectations. And then, like, losing acres was not enough. Weather didn't help either. 3 years ago, we had a severe drought in Northern Plains. Then after, drought moved into the Southern Plains, culminating in November 2022 with the lowest winter wheat crop rating on record, with only 34% of the crop in good, excellent condition. Last November, crop progress reports showed that we are back into the normal zone of 50% good, excellent, but the last years left bad memories to many winter wheat farmers.
Well, Stefan, what should U.S. farmers be watching as they build their marketing plan for 2024?
You know, there are some key focus areas I'll be watching with particular interest. The first crop conditions reports in the U.S. and worldwide after the winter dormancy period. The export pace, both in U.S. and around the globe. particularly the export performance of the Black Sea region, counting for about a third of global wheat export. Global wheat demand grows evenly almost every year, but part of the price volatility is given by each export corridor capacity to timely match that demand with the needed supply. Any slowdown or faster pace in monthly shipments could send signals about the price. And then geopolitics are becoming extremely complex. We have two open conflicts with large price volatility potential: Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Hamas, and fears of escalation. Middle East destination accounts for more than 15% of global wheat imports. And on top of this, conflict escalation in the Red Sea, such the ones we've seen in the recent days, could change the route of seagoing trade from Canal Suez towards the Cape of Good Hope, implying weeks of delay in logistics and additional costings for consumers around the globe.
We've been talking with Stefan Florescu, a wheat trading expert with CHS here on Around the Table. Stefan, thanks for joining us today.
Jesse, happy to be here with you today.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.